Today on The Daily, we are joined by Lynn Craig, Professor of Sociology and Social Policy at the University of Melbourne, to talk more about the issue. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Now, while we're all trying to get used to remote working and working from home, many people have spoken up when it comes to balancing their work and home lives. What can you tell us from your research about the gender division of labour within the home?
Well, we found that prior to COVID, things were not particularly equal in the home. Women were much more likely to do the housework and household management and to look after the children. And in Australia, that normally meant that women worked part-time if they had small children. It's also the case that women are more likely to be in casual or insecure jobs. They're more male-dominated. Female-dominated jobs. But since COVID, with everybody, a lot of people moving back to the home, we've seen quite a change in how much care and housework is done in the house. It's created a lot more domestic labour than before, of course, because if you've got children there to look after, and they create more housework to do. So there's been quite a big increase, and men and women are both doing more than they used to do. But what we're seeing is that proportionally it hasn't changed. Mostly it's you know, women are doing more, men are doing more than they used to do, and so the gender division of labour in terms of how it's shared between men and women hasn't really changed, except we do note a bit of a narrowing in people in supervisory care, looking after children without active involvement. So men being in the house means they're doing more of that than they used to, and that's meaning the gap between them and women in this regard is a bit closer.
Right. And it's quite interesting because obviously it depends on different communities, different countries. But I remember reading an article in the New York Times about Japanese families and how a lot of the men didn't see how much work the women did at home because they were generally at work. And this couple, it's a really funny story, this couple put out a spreadsheet to talk about the household work that they did. So the husband put in all these tasks that he did, including like washing their toddlers, supervising them while they brush their teeth. And he put out, I think, maybe like 8 tasks. And then the wife put down her 200 tasks next to it. And they popped that spreadsheet on the fridge. And he said, you know, it was quite an eye-opener because he did think it was a bit more equal. So are we seeing that this has kind of become a bit of a positive because people are at home, they get to see what each partner are doing?
Yes, I think it is easy to not, if you don't see something happening, you can presume it doesn't happen. And so, of course, women are very much aware of how difficult it is to balance their work and their family lives. And if men think that, you know, doing the dishes, you know, and maybe, you know, not every day, they don't, you know, it feels like they're doing their work. Actually, part of the work we've just done recently is to see how couples, how men and women rate whether they do their fair share of domestic work and care. And men generally think they do, you know, like they don't all, but there's a high proportion think they do their fair share. In our data, just before COVID, it was about 65%, and after COVID, it was higher again. Women don't see it the same way, and it's largely because they're seeing tasks that the men don't see. So, although there's the opportunity now that more men are home for them to see it, there's still a big gender gap in perceptions of that division.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And how can women's responsibility in the home and, you know, their workload both for home and for their work, how can that affect how they seek opportunities for employment?
Well, unpaid care and domestic labour is very time consuming. And so mostly, I mean, obviously, if women are the ones doing it, and they need to go out to work, then they will have childcare to look after their children. But in Australia, unfortunately, childcare is generally is very expensive. Generally, it's about five times as much as a European average cost.
Wow.
And so that is part of why so many Australian women work part time, because it's uneconomic for them to use childcare more than 2 or 3 days a week. So what's particularly interesting about the COVID period is that not only are people coming, more in the home, the childcare has been made temporarily free by the government, free to parents. Of course, it's not costless, and that is a recognition that the government was wanting women, to essential service workers and others, to stay in the paid workforce, and so they made it. Much more affordable to have that service provided, that essential service, so that women can work. Now, every woman before that knew that she was balancing care against her earnings, and often couldn't do more earnings because the care was too expensive. You remove that sort of barrier and then things could get a bit more equal.
Absolutely. And just quickly, because we are running out of time, but what do you think can be done now going forward?
Well, I'd very much like to see the childcare remain more affordable. I think that those sort of things are an unnecessary barrier to women's workforce participation, and we're not using our young women in this country are very highly educated in world terms, but they're not turning that into the ability to get out into the workforce on an equal footing with men. Those sort of things need to be addressed so that they can.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.